USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday Night Football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly before the game was postponed for another day.
But all that matters is how Damar Hamlin is doing right now. Until we know how he's doing, nothing else matters right now. So everybody can go to the locker room, and we can all await an update and hope and pray that this young man is okay.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions to convince the GOP leadership and to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote. McCarthy's central concession is allowing for any 5 Republican representatives to force a vote of no confidence in the Speaker. He also voted to end the practice of proxy voting and virtual participation in hearings, requiring lawmakers to be in Washington, D.C. to participate in hearings and votes. Big banks are announcing that an economic downturn is fast approaching. More than two-thirds of the economists surveyed at 23 large financial institutions say that they do business with the Federal Reserve on a daily basis, and their opinion is that the United States will have a recession in 2023. Two others are predicting a recession in 2024. Government overspending is why we're in this predicament. Extreme weather is bearing down on the plains and upper Midwest with heavy snow and strong tornadoes in the south. Over 3 million people were under tornado watches across parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Out west, Californians are bracing for even more atmospheric river events this week. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The nation watched in horror as an NFL player went into cardiac arrest on the field in last night's Monday Night Football game.
NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent spoke with reporters on a conference call Monday night and added that it never crossed the league's mind to resume the game after Hamlin collapsed. The game was postponed following the tragic incident as he was receiving CPR on the field. Hamlin was rushed to a local hospital where he is listed in critical condition. A marketing rep and friend of Bill safety, Damar Hamlin, says his vitals are back to normal. Jordan Rudy posted on Twitter that Hamlin was put to sleep and a breathing tube was inserted, and doctors are currently running tests. Hamlin collapsed on the field during Monday night's game between the Bills and the Bengals in Cincinnati. I'm Julio Flores.
The Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field. He is now at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in critical condition. Let's get an update with the Idaho murders investigation of 4 college students.
The arrest of Brian Koberger Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania capped weeks of investigating that included more than 200 interviews and processing about 20,000 tips. CNN reports investigators focused on the Washington State University grad student through DNA evidence, confirmed his ownership of a car seen near the crime scene, and tracked him for several days before Friday's arrest. But those sources and other law enforcement officials are not saying anything about a possible motive or whether Koberger knew the victims. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.